This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
The next judge that we see is Ehud. Now, Ehud is from the tribe of Benjamin, and we end up seeing in Judges chapter 3, verses 12, we start to see the people did evil in the sight of the Lord again. In verse 15, they cried out to God. God brought to them a deliverer named Ehud. Now, Ehud was a left-handed man. Why is that important? Well, you're going to see that he is going to get a sword to his left side, not his right, to where he'd use his right hand. That will fool people because they're usually used to right-handed warriors and they would be looking on one side. He was able to hide it because he was a left-handed man. Now, what ends up happening? He goes to the king of Moab. He presents himself with a tribute. He gives the tribute. The money's given. The king sends the tribute away. He's alone and he says to the king of Moab, I have a message for you. Goes in private thinking maybe, I don't know, an extra bribe or something, but he goes to him in private. Now, because he was a left-handed man, he was able to take the sword that he had fashioned and pull it out. Now, he stabs the king, shoves it in to his very large body. It says he was a fat man, so far that the entire 18-inch sword goes in, hilt and all, and he kills the king. He ends up locking the door on his way out, and he escapes, and everyone thinks that the king is in his upper room. They think he's just going to the bathroom, and so no one wants to bother him until it was too late, and Israel was saved.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.